Welcome to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau, the show that provides Christian insights into contemporary, moral, and ethical values, and dives deep into how your faith in Jesus changes the way you live your life. Now, here's your host, Mike Sherboneau.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Glad you've joined us tonight. We're in for a fantastic evening, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm a little jealous of our American friends listening because this is kind of warm-up. See, this weekend is the Canadian Thanksgiving. And if they want, they can slip across the border and enjoy our festivities. And then, of course, it's a warm-up for them as they look down the road to the end of November to celebrate the American Thanksgiving. But I want to unpack today the importance of being thankful, the importance of saying thanks. And I don't know where you're at this week, what your week has been like. To be quite frank, I haven't had the most exciting week. But I'm trying to reorient my thinking because I'm reminding myself that despite some of the downs that I've had to go through this week, God is still in control. God is still with me, and He is not going to fail me or forsake me. It's easy for me to say those words, perhaps you're thinking, but on another note, what if it's true? And I do believe it is true that the presence of God in our lives becomes the power that we need to face any kind of difficulty. And goodness knows, the Lord knows that there are difficulties everywhere. We see some of the military aggression between the Kurds and the Syrians, and that is just painful. There is the struggling that's ongoing in Sudan and in so many refugee camps. And as we begin to process all those things, we think of the unrest that you might be dealing with. Think of a situation that I've come face-to-face this week, and it's the problem of homelessness and people with severe mental health issues. So we can go all the way down that road, and that can just overwhelm us. But I would like us to talk frankly about those things. And I believe that there's answers in God's Word so that we can learn to navigate through not just the ups, because when you're at the top of the roller coaster, it is really good. But how do you say thanks even when you don't feel like saying thank you for? I want to ask you a question tonight. You might be one of those introverts that never calls into anything. Well, tonight's your night. I want to invite you to call in and share with me something that you're thankful for. Wherever you're at tonight, just pick up the phone. We want to take some calls. It's 883-5000. 883-5000 is the number for all our friends in the Buffalo area. And the toll-free number is 1-800-684-2848. 1-800-684-2848. Get on the phone right now. I want you to call in. I want you to share with me what you're thankful for. Maybe you've got even a Thanksgiving memory. And who knows, your words will encourage other people, but it also will create the framework for what we're going to talk about tonight. And my thoughts are going to be based on a portion of Scripture in the Old Testament. It's Psalm 116. And it's instructions for thanksgiving. And as we think of the Thanksgiving season, my mind goes back right now to April 15th, 2013. A man by the name of Jeff Bowman was standing at the finish line of the Boston Marathon when, you'll remember it, two bombs exploded. And Jeff lost both of his legs. Man, tragic. The movie Stronger tells his story, and some of you have seen it, and you know what it's all about. But then if you jump ahead a couple years, after the Las Vegas shooting, when over 50 people were massacred, Jeff posted a message on Facebook to the victims. And here's what he said. "I know your pain," he wrote, "but be assured, you will walk again, you will laugh again, you will dance again, and you will live again." And no one could agree with Jeff more than the Apostle Paul. In the New Testament of the book of Acts, we find Paul evangelizing in the Greek city of Thessalonica. And after only 3 weeks, opposition became so acute that the Christian brothers sent Paul and Silas away by night for fear that they would otherwise lose their lives. Yet the apostle could later write Christians in their city with this surprising instruction. Are you ready for this? He said, "Give thanks in all circumstances. That's what he wrote to the Thessalonians in the little book to the Thessalonians, the first book, chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. Well, if you're like me, you should sputter. You should be saying, well, how do I do that? And why would I do that? Especially if it's a lousy situation. You see, the two words to give thanks in the Greek language, it's what's called a present active imperative. I hope you're impressed by that. But what it means, translated literally, is always be giving thanks. In all circumstances, could be translated in all places and events. And Paul was saying, whatever it is you're going through, learn the secret of giving thanks. Hey, what are you thankful for tonight? Want to hear from you. That number is 883-5000, 883-5000. Get on the phone right now. Maybe you got a mom or dad, and you've never done a shout out to them. Say, hey, I just want you to know how thankful I am for them. Maybe you've got a faith story, how God just touched you and transformed your life. And you just want to say, I'm really thankful for God that he has met me in my place of need. Hey, and if you're calling in tonight and you're in a real bad spot, I would still be honored to hear from you, because then we can talk about that and we can say, how is saying thanks more than psychosomatic, you know, just some kind of mumbo jumbo? Can we truly say thanks from our heart, and can it transform the way that we look? So you think about that. Love for you to call in 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. You're listening to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. And one of the things that we're able to provide for you is, if you want to go to my website, it's just very simply MikeSherboneau.org. And Sherboneau is S-H-E-R-B-I-N-O. There on my website, there's a button that you can click, and it says talk to a mentor. And someone is there to talk with you anonymously about what you're going through. They'll dialogue with you on your computer screen. They'll pray for you. They'll encourage you. And you know what? No problem is too big that you can't share. And you can share it in absolute anonymity and in confidence that it's not going to be passed around. So that's there for you tonight. And as we continue to do Open Mic, as we've been doing it every week now for since last Christmas, we're just excited to be on the air, excited for where God's taking us. That same website, MikeSherboneau.org, if you want to support this ministry, you can go there. And whether you're in the States or Canada, we're able to issue receipts from both countries. So it's been truly a miracle how God has sustained this ministry. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to people who send in the resources so that we can continue broadcasting all over the GTA. And then also, we have a program called Transformation that's heard on Vision TV 3 times a week. And a lot of times what I talk about on the radio, we reproduce into a television program, and we share that across the country. So pray for us as we are wanting to reach more and more people with the incredible truth that God loves them. And part of that truth today, as we unpack the gospel, is to realize that the gospel is good news. In the midst of the darkness, there is good news. Now, you know what? It's easy to say that, but is it true? And how can I dare make that audacious claim? Let's go back to what I was talking about on giving thanks. And then I'm going to turn to Psalm 116 in a few minutes. Because you see, when the Apostle Paul said to give thanks in every situation, it meant to, he understood that such gratitude is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you and me. This is how God wants us to live, with a thankful heart. So when I was going through some difficulties this week and just kind of caught off guard by a few things, I said, oh, Lord, I got to give you thanks. I got to praise you. And to be quite frank, I didn't do that right away. I just kind of wallowed in the mud. Hey, you know, there's a Psalm 40, and the psalmist, he must have been wallowing too, because he said, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined to my prayer, and he lifted me up out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock. Now, I don't know if there's any Flatlanders listening tonight. If you don't know what a Flatlander is, then you haven't lived there. But it's people who've lived in the prairies, and especially in the Manitoba, Winnipeg area. I lived there for a short time, and you know, I understood what the bog is, because as soon as the rain comes, the soil just clings to your shoes, and it's terrible to get off. When the psalmist said he lifted me out of the miry clay, that's what I picture. I picture God just lifting me up and just kind of hosing me off with his heavenly, water faucet. And tonight, that's my hope for you, is that whatever the bog is that's holding you down, that you will learn the secret of giving thanks. Because you see, we're called to live with an attitude of gratitude, no matter how painful and chaotic our world becomes. But let me make note of this. Clearly, we're not taught to be grateful for challenges. But what we are taught in the scriptures is to be grateful in them. And in the New American Commentary, there's a scholar whose name is Dr. D. Michael Martin. He notes that Paul never instructed the church to thank God for evil events, but rather to thank God that even in evil times and circumstances, our hope remains. That is so important. And God continues his work in our lives. So how can we give thanks in terrible times? And hey, I'm waiting for you to call in with something that you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving. 883-5000 to our Buffalo friends. Come on, who's going to be the first to call in? Or what about all those in the GTA in the Niagara area? 1-800-684-2848. And if you're stuffing your face with a hunk of turkey right now, just put it down for a minute and pick up the phone and tell us that you're thankful for the turkey. All right. But how do we give thanks in terrible times? That's an important question. Well, first of all, it's this. We need to look for good in the tragic. We need to look for good in the tragic. After the Las Vegas shooting, it was amazing the stories that emerged of incredible courage on the part of those who helped the victims. You know, I've heard this so many times as we've seen these horrific crimes hit especially the United States, but also in Canada, people who responded heroically. And it actually says survivors turned to God. Churches responded in remarkable ways, and people around the world began praying. You see, even in tragic moments, it becomes an opportunity for people to turn back to God and they look to him, because life just doesn't make sense apart from understanding God's divine presence in the midst of all that we're going through. So we need to look for good in the tragic, but we can also look for good in the routine. Hey, when was the last time that you thanked God for a new day? Maybe you saw that beautiful harvest moon that's just coming into its fullness last night and likely tonight. Did you say, God, thank you for such a beautiful creation? Will you praise him for the ability to actually praise God? When have you just stopped in the midst of the routine and saying, wow, this is so good? Maybe you're walking with your children down the street and you just want to say, hey, I'm thankful. Look around at your kids that you've got with you. How cool is that? And just pause and say, Jesus, want to say thanks. Well, I'm going to take a call, but in a moment, let me just complete the last thought. Look for God for good in the tragic. Look for good in the routine. And look for God in your culture. As bad as things might be, God is at work in remarkable ways. And if you ask his Holy Spirit to show you, he will see how God is bringing the sacred to the secular in miraculous ways. I'm going to unpack that a little bit more, but we got our first call we're going to take. And let me just remind you, the number in Buffalo is 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848 in the Greater Toronto Area and Niagara Area. So it looks like our American friends are going to win first. We are talking to Ernest. Ernest, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Ernest, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful that my mother didn't abort me.
Wow, that's a statement. Was that a possibility?
It could have been, but she didn't.
Okay. And is your mom still alive and with you?
No, sir, she's not. She died with lung cancer.
Okay. So you got some special memories of her right now as well, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. What's your best memory? Why don't you share that with us? What's your best memory of your mom? What are you most thankful for, apart from the fact that she didn't abort you?
When she called me, when she got sick, she picked me instead of all of my other brothers and sisters. She picked me to take her to the hospital.
Well, you must have had a very special spot in her heart.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. Well, hey, I am thankful that you've called in to share that, Ernest. And my prayer is that God will just bless you and give you many happy memories of your mom. Okay?
Yes. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we got another caller tonight. Men, those numbers are 883-5000. What are you thankful for? Or in the Greater Toronto Area, 1-800-684-284. We're going to take one more call before we go to our first break. You're listening to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau, and we've got Lucy. Lucy, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hey, thank you. What are you thankful for?
Well, first of all, I'm very thankful that for the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
As a comforter.
Right.
I'm also thankful for the fact that when I read the Bible, it actually makes sense to me, because I have so many friends who don't yet understand what they read in the Bible, and it's just amazing to me, because it's helped me through so many situations. I'm so thankful for that.
That's very cool.
I'm also thankful for nature and the beauty and the systems that God created and the aspect of his creation. I'm just in awe. As a Christian, I understand the system and the way his patterns work, and I just find it fascinating. And I'm very excited that I'm going to actually be with him in eternity, and this amazing engineer. And finally, thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to talk on the air, but that my dad, when I was growing up, was a Christian man who told me to look on the bright side of things and always had a sense of humor in every situation. I just am very, very grateful to have had an honorable father like that.
Well, you know, that's very cool what you've shared tonight, and especially what caught my attention was your first comment that you're thankful for the Holy Spirit. And with your permission, I'd just like to explain that to our listeners. We're going to say, well, who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the very presence of God himself that dwells within each person who trusts in him to be their right. Savior and Lord. And, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that helps you to understand Scripture. So when you said, I'm thankful for Scripture, that only makes sense. And you talked about the Holy Spirit being a comforter, because it's the Spirit of God that reminds us that we are his, that he is with us, that he's not going to fail us or forsake us. So, Lucy, right. You know what? You had four things there. That's kind of like a grand slam. You knocked it out of the park. And when I saw your name come up, you know, immediately I thought, oh, I'm thinking of the TV show, I Love Lucy. And that's what your Heavenly Father thinks every time he hears you call out to him, how much he loves you. So, hey, just really thankful you called in tonight. We got to run to the break. I hope you'll call back again on another night, okay?
Oh, thanks. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
So much. You're listening to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. What are you thankful for? Why don't you light up the lines? I think we had Lucy was from Canada, and we had Ernest from the States, so we're tied 1-1. But come on, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. I'm going to be back as we talk about reasons to be thankful right after this short break.
Transformation is a new program airing on Vision TV. Transformation features Dr. Mike Sherboneau interviewing people dealing with the stuff of life. Hear the riveting stories of the well-known Joes to the ordinary Joes as you find help for this journey called life. Some of those are Kim Fook, Dr. Grant Mullen, and Dr. Andrew Blackwood. Anchoring this program is the solid Bible teaching that Mike gives, providing you direction, inspiration, and answers to the moral dilemmas society is facing. Airing on Vision TV across Canada, watch it live on Thursdays at 11:30 a.m., Friday at 7:30 a.m., and Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Or go to MikeSherboneau.org and download your favorite episode today.
Every year as September rolls around, we get back into the swing of things. This September, make sure that you get back to church. At North End Church, we're launching our fall routine with Breakfast Church, and we want you to come. So roll out of bed, brush your teeth, grab the kids, and head on over to North End. And if you really want, you can even leave your kids in their PJs. Join hundreds around the breakfast tables as we eat, sing, laugh, and listen to God's Word. Breakfast Church at North End is a great way to launch your fall routine. Go to northendchurch.ca and reserve your spot online. You can find North End Church at 455 Geneva Street in St. Catharines. North End Church is the church where everyone's welcome, nobody's perfect, and anything is possible. See you on Sunday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. Have a question for Mike? Phone lines are open. Call now at 800-684-2848 or 883-5000.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Open Mic. And hey, that last announcement just kind of cracked me up. Somehow, in our programming department, we put in an old announcement from September, but it was about our breakfast church. Now, we don't have breakfast church tomorrow at North End Church. So if you're coming for breakfast, you're not going to get it. However, because it is Canadian Thanksgiving, you're ready for this, we are going to be having pie. That's right. And when church is over, we've got enough pie for the neighborhood. So I hope you'll show up. It's at 455 Geneva Street. We're going to be unpacking this whole subject of Thanksgiving. We've got some amazing video we're going to show you. We're out shooting things this week in the community with the local police, the fire department, joggers, people along the way. And we were talking about Thanksgiving. It's just going to be a funny moment, but I think it's going to make this Thanksgiving even more special. So I do hope you'll call in, rather stop in. We're at 455 Geneva Street. It won't be breakfast, but you will get pie. And so right back at it, those numbers are 883-5000 in the Greater Buffalo area and 1-800-684-2848. People are calling. I'm going to take Mike's call right now in St. Catharines. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for today.
Okay, and in particular, what happened today? Or is it just today?
As in, it's a repetitive thing. Every day I wake up, I'm thankful.
That's good.
It gives me another chance to try and bring somebody to the Lord.
Yay, that's totally cool. And one of the things I was teaching in the first part of the program is giving thanks for the good in the routine. Just, we have so much to be thankful for, don't we?
Well, the one verse says, what else pertains to this life? Will we not be judging the angels?
Well, that's true. And
So we must be thankful for every day he allows us to carry his will one day further.
That's totally cool. Well, Mike, I'm glad you called in. Thanks for that reminder. And now the Canadians are up on the Americans. We've had two calls, two Canadians to one American. So appreciate you tipping the scale right now. And you have a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. And God willing, as we both wake up again tomorrow, we'll be filled with thanks that we're able to get up, right?
And I would like to ask for one thing.
What's that?
If I can get prayers for my son, who has been diagnosed with brain cancer.
Oh, wow.
And
that's heavy.
It's heavy, but you know what? The Lord gives him another day.
Can I ask your son's first name? Is that okay?
His name is Michael Samuel.
Wow. So you're Michael, and he's Michael Samuel. Well, why don't we pray right now? Can we do that?
And
maybe we're just going to ask all the people that are listening in just to join with us. And so, Father, I want to pray for this young guy, Michael, who's been diagnosed with brain cancer. And, Lord, we hear those words, and it's so easy to be filled with fear. But I ask that you would help Michael to know that his Redeemer lives. I pray, Father, tonight that your hand of healing would go out. And I ask
Amen.
That you would just remove that cancer in the name of Jesus. And I know people might be laughing or mocking that we'd even pray, that we'd ask such bold prayers. But, Father, that you would do this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Are asking, and we thank you that you've heard our prayer. And, Father, there are many others who are sick tonight listening. And will you let them know that you have heard their requests? And we just
yes.
pray that your hand of healing would go out everywhere this evening. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
Mike,
thank you
for calling. And would you keep us posted on how your son's doing, okay?
I will.
We would like to hear that. All right. Good night. And
God bless.
And you too. Thank you. So, you know, as we process that, I just received an amazing text from one of the guys that's going to be leading worship at North End Church tomorrow. And he was in Burundi. And he was in Burundi I'm going to say 12 weeks ago. And they were on a film crew, and they met this lady who was paralyzed. And he prayed for her along with some other people. And he got a text 2 weeks ago, and a follow-up text came in today with pictures, because this lady was paralyzed, and as they prayed for her, she didn't believe that God had heard the prayer. But a couple days later, it says that she dragged herself to the outhouse, and how painful that must have been. As she dragged herself there, she was convicted, and she called for her child to bring a stick, a staff, that she could try to stand up. And guess what? The Lord healed her. When she took that step of faith, she stood up and experienced the healing power of the Lord. And that, I just want to share that, because some of you are facing dire situations, just like Michael's son is got brain cancer. God is able to do exceedingly above and beyond what we ask or think. Well, we got another call coming in right now, and I think we have Susanna who's calling in. And thank you for calling tonight. How are you?
I'm awesome, as I'm watching the most amazing sunset start to disappear.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Anyway, I'm most thankful for, I can't even begin to list, but one of the things I'm most thankful for is the pastor of my church, Daniel Winter. And okay. We reside inside of another church because we don't have our own. We're called Open Arms Church of Jesus Christ because of his teaching, but Christ-centered teaching, and for the understanding that he has brought about the body of Christ, which, you know, I read the Bible twice, cover to cover, and I never had that understanding because I never had the Holy Spirit. So it's amazing the things that we can learn. And I'm thankful for waking up every day. And after listening to you pray, I'm thankful for knowing without a shadow of a doubt, and people can laugh all they want, that prayer is a magnificent, amazing thing that, yes, can heal brain cancer, can heal every cancer, can heal anything, our wounded hearts, our souls, our bodies, everything. There's nothing it can't do. So,
hey, sounds like you're going to be a preacher one day, if you're not already. I'm
so
glad you called in.
I don't think so. I just love the Lord. So,
right on.
Anyway,
well, thank you for your call and
Thanksgiving. God bless and happy Thanksgiving to you. And thank you for being on the air, and thank you for sharing the gospel.
Okay, that's my Rudy. It is my pleasure. Okay, all right. Thank you. So we're going to take. We're just still keep taking calls. You want to call in? That number is 883-5000. And for our friends in the Greater Buffalo area. And, you know, next weekend, we're going to be having on the program a lot of our friends from Urban Christian Ministries in downtown Buffalo. So that's going to be a great time as they share some of their faith stories and how God has changed their life. So, hey, if any of you guys are listening at Urban Christian Ministries, you know what? I want you to call in and let me know why you're thankful. What is it that God's been doing in your heart? 883-5000, and in the greater Niagara, Toronto area, it's 1-800-684-2848. Really good to hear some of these testimonies of praise. And if you have a prayer request, call in tonight. We'll be glad to praise you because I do believe in the supernatural healing power of Jesus. So as we're waiting for some more calls, I just want to unpack this and address the question, so why should we say thanks? And Psalm 116 begins this way. The psalmist says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. And if I'm going to unpack these first few verses, one of the things that stands out is if I'm going to say thanks, I need to realize that everything I have is a gift from God. Everything that we have comes from God, the writer says. And like any good parent, the Lord often gives us what we don't deserve. And that's what he says in verse 1 and 2. He heard my voice and my plea for mercy, and he's inclined his ear to me. Right from the beginning, I have reason to thank the Lord. And the psalmist tells us it's because he heard my voice. And the hearing of God to our complaint is that of a parent who knows better what we need than we might think we do. And it also means that he's listening attentively between the lines as we cry out to him for help. And just before we go to the break, we got a call right now from Francis, and I think he's got a prayer request as well. So, Francis, thanks for calling in tonight.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. And
go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. You got a prayer request, something we can pray about with you for?
Yeah, can you pray for me and my family?
Okay.
All right. I think I'm
what
doing
in particular?
Right. Pardon me, sir?
What for in particular?
For my whole life, my attitude and stuff, trying to get things done. You know, and I'm trying to do one thing and another. I think I overwhelm myself, but I need Jesus in my heart.
Well, I tell you what, Francis, have you ever asked Jesus to be the leader and Lord of your life?
Yeah.
Are you sure that you're in his family right now, or are you kind of uncertain?
Dude, be honest with you, I'm uncertain.
Well, why don't we do this? Would you be willing to just to pray with me a simple prayer line by line?
Definitely.
And you know what? I'm going to put this out to all sorts of other people that are out there, and maybe you're not sure that you're in God's family or that he's hearing you. Why don't you pray with Francis and me right now, and God's going to hear this simple prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, Francis, let's just do this together, just line by line. Why don't you just pray with me, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus. I'm asking you tonight.
To forgive me for my sins.
To forgive me for my sins.
I want you. To be my leader and Lord.
My leader and my Lord.
I'm asking you. To take control.
To take control.
Of everything.
Of everything.
Fill me with your spirit.
Fill me with your spirit.
So that I will listen and follow.
So I can listen and follow.
Thank you that you love me.
Thank you and you love me.
Amen.
Amen.
And then, Francis, I want to also pray for you, just myself. So, God, I just want to pray for Francis. You know the situation he's in. Maybe, I don't know, it might be financial. Maybe there's some hurt with relationships. I don't know what it is, God, but you know. And will you just let him know that you're watching him right now? And I pray, Father, that your truth would set him free, that he would realize, first of all, that he's loved by you, and that, secondly, there's nothing that he's going to go through that he can't handle because you are going to be there with him. And finally, oh God, I pray that you would give him the miracle that he needs even tonight, whatever it might be, whether it's a financial need or whether it's for health or it's in a relationship. I pray that you'll meet him at his right now and reveal yourself to him as the great and powerful God. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Francis, I want to thank you for calling in. And you know what? If you've got a computer, you can go to my website, mikesherbino.org. But find a church tomorrow morning. Find a church over in Buffalo and go to it. Then that's totally awesome. And you know what? I'm just going to believe with you that you're just going to see a great miracle in your life. And I want you to know this before we go to the break, that God loves you, that you are in his family. You've confessed your sin. You've prayed. He's heard your prayer. And God, he's got your back. He is with you. Okay? You take the steps of faith that you need to take. Thank you for calling. Okay?
Thanks for listening.
All right. We're going to be right back to take more calls. You're listening to Open Mic with Mike Sherbino, and the number is 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. I'm going to be right back after this short break.
Some would say that reading is fundamental for life, and being able to read is something we take for granted. This fall, as your children head back to school, think Agnes. Agnes of the Dangbe tribe in the country of Ghana attended a church, but like many others, simply could not read. Well, that all changed through the Ministry of Literacy and Evangelism Canada. Literacy and Evangelism Canada donated reading primers. Her church started a literacy program. Now Agnes can read not only the Bible, she also teaches a literacy class and serves as an elder in her local church. This fall, Literacy and Evangelism Canada needs your help to teach 1,500 people in Ghana to read. Basic reading primers and literacy books cost $10 per person. Your generous gift today will help them impact the lives of so many like Agnes who want to learn to read the Bible. Help people to read for themselves the life-changing words of Scripture. To donate, simply go to literacyevangelism.ca and earmark it for Ghana. Your gift will make a difference.
Transformation is a new program airing on Vision TV. Transformation features Dr. Mike Sherboneau interviewing people dealing with the stuff of life. Hear the riveting stories of the well-known Joes to the ordinary Joes as you find help for this journey called life. Some of those are Kim Fook, Dr. Grant Mullen, and Dr. Andrew Blackwood. Anchoring this program is the solid Bible teaching that Mike gives, providing you direction, inspiration, and answers to the moral dilemmas society is facing. Airing on Vision TV across Canada, watch it live on Thursdays at 11:30 a.m., Friday at 7:30 a.m., and Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Or go to MikeSherboneau.org and download your favorite episode today.
Welcome back to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. Have a question for Mike? Phone lines are open. Call now at 800-684-2848 or 883-5000.
Everybody, we're glad you're listening again to Open Mic. And it's been an encouraging evening as many people are calling in. And if you were like our last caller and you've put your trust in the Lord, why don't you just call in and share that good news with us? Or go to my website and we'll make sure that we provide you with some resources that will help you in your journey called life. And I hope that if you don't have a church, that you'll know you've got one. We're in St. Catharines at 455 Geneva Street, North End Church. We'd love to have you come any Sunday, and tomorrow would be a great Sunday. Now, we got people on the line right now, so let me just say to our callers, if you just be patient, we're going to try to get to every one of you. So first of all, we're just going to talk to Susanna. And Susanna, thanks for calling.
Okay, so this is round two for me, because after I hung up, the Holy Spirit said, call back. And here's the thing. I forgot to mention, of course, because God is so good. There's so many things I can't even tell you. I was diagnosed with Graves' disease 6 years ago. I don't
Sorry, you broke
Graves
up. What kind of disease?
Graves. What was it? It's a thyroid.
Okay. Yes.
Graves. Yep. It's a thyroid condition. They were actually going to take my thyroid out, and I refused and said, do you believe that if I believe that I could get better? And the doctor kind of was very hesitant. But anyway, long and short, I no longer have Graves' disease by the grace of God. I was also told I had uterine cancer, and I don't have uterine cancer. And the list just goes on of things that God has done for me personally. And if he's done it for me, he can do it for others. And I know someone who had 7 different cancers and was cured of each and every one of them in my own church. So God is just amazing. And I just wanted to call back and say, for those people who are hesitant to think, is it real? It's real. I know it's real.
So you're the one that got the, you hit the grand slam before, so you just knocked it out of the park again. So yeah, you go, sister. Thank you. All right.
God bless.
That is so good. I'm so glad you called back. All right. Thank you. Wow, that's just totally amazing. And yet we have an amazing God. And now we got Cindy on the line. And if you want to call, get on the phone right now. It's 883-5000 for our Buffalo friends and 1-800-684-2848. Why are you thankful? We'd love to hear from you. And right now, Cindy, thanks for waiting. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. What would you like to share?
Well, I was finding on my ride home from work, there was just so many blessings that I have, the simple ones to the big ones. And I thought back, like, what do I want to share? Well, I'm 62 years old, and when I was 18 months old, my grandmother and grandfather died within a week of each other, and I was fortunate enough to be adopted by my wonderful aunt and uncle, who have since passed this world. But they instilled in me the power of prayer, the power of loving your neighbor, that anything can happen, and that we're all here for a purpose to share with each other. And to never look away from someone because they aren't as, what you consider as good as you, or they don't look as healthy as you. That always we should be there for each other. And that's why they learn from being in the church, from believing in God, from getting these blessings that you don't even think about. The simple blessing of someone walking by me in the morning and saying, hello, have a great day. Just a simple blessing. And we don't always have to look for those magnificent blessings. know, they are powerful. The Lord is powerful. My son, my middle son, 3 years old, had been addicted to heroin, almost lost his life, and
oh, wow.
God spared his life. And it's a hard journey when you're addicted to try to get off of that addiction. But he's 30 years old, and he's still struggling. You know, he's unable to find a job because, you know, he's very open about, I was an addict, and I will always be an addict. I will always be struggling. But I believe God is just guiding him day by day through these little journeys. Now he's becoming a knife maker, a talent that he learned all on his own. So there's little miracles.
Amazing.
I definitely look at the little things, and I thank
Cindy,
God for the day.
That is so cool. And thanks for that. That's an encouragement. What's your son's first name?
Nikolai.
So we're just going to pray for him, and then I got to take another caller. But, Father, I want to pray for Nikolai that he would realize that he doesn't have to wear the label of addict, but that he can wear the label that he's a child of God. And may you set him free from that addictive power, and may he walk in his kingdom potential. And will you reveal himself, Lord, reveal yourself to him just as you have to his mother, Cindy. And we ask this for your name's sake and your glory. Amen.
Amen.
So, Cindy,
thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. And we got another guy calling in tonight. Hey, is this Mike listening in right now?
Yes, I am. And
okay, we got a dial tone there. If you can, okay, there it's gone. What's your request tonight, Mike?
All right. Wait a minute. Just help me out with my curiosity, though. First of all, where is this broadcast from?
I'm in St. Catharines, and it comes out of Buffalo, so I can go to either place. I can do it out of Buffalo or St. Catharines.
Okay. Well, I'm located.
Wow, that was weird. Okay, so we're going to get some calls back. Somehow we've had so many calls come in that they drop. Mike, are you there? Okay, well, while we wait for a few calls to come on, we'll just continue on. So anyways, the number is 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. You're listening to Open Mic. And anyways, here we go. We're trying to figure out what happened there, why we've lost some calls, but anyways, we'll get them back. So as we're unpacking Psalm 116, he says, I love the Lord because he's heard my voice. And right from the beginning, what he is saying is that God hears our voice, and the hearing of God to our complaint is that of a parent who knows better than what we need than we might actually think we do. So it means to listen attentively. It means that God is listening between the lines, so to speak. And I have to say that while I'm grateful for the prayers my Heavenly Father has answered in accordance to what I've asked for, I am also grateful that he has listened attentively to me. And at times, can you get this? He's not answered as I wanted. And so while there are moments when I've wondered where the strength to endure will come from, I have learned that the God who has called me into his family will also keep me. And that's why I am so thankful. That's why he says we don't have to worry about life. Now, I know we all struggle with worry at various levels, but God says in the middle of when you're worrying, put your eyes on me and just say, God, I'm going to hold on to the truth that you are more than enough. Okay, we got one of those calls have come back, and we apologize for some reason. We don't know. The calls just dropped, but we've got, I believe it's Charisse on the line. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah. And what are you thankful for?
Life. I am thankful for life. But I have a scenario, a life issue. So I was baptized, and
yes.
I remember listening to so many podcasts. I'm not sure if it was yours, but they were talking about being baptized and getting away from the Lord. And I believe the pastor was saying there's no such thing. Like, you cannot go forward and go backwards. but I just wanted to get your input on it because that's something I tuned into late, so I didn't get the full detail on it. So I was baptized, and I basically did sinful things that I would deem as I turned away from the Lord. And I just wanted to know, like, is there such thing? Can you go forward and go backward?
Well, here's a short answer to a big question. What I typically do is just ask people, where are you at right now? Because the Bible says the Lord knows those who are His. And you know what? At the time when someone offers a prayer or calls out to God, I believe that if they're sincere, they will, that the Lord's going to hear that prayer. But the Bible also says that Satan wants to snatch away that seed. He wants to fill us with doubt. And especially when we sin, when we fail, he wants us to be filled with doubt that God no longer loves us. But you know what? I have five daughters, and I also came from a family where there were five kids. And even when I screwed up and acted up as a younger person, it didn't mean that I lost my family name. My mom and dad still love me. I mean, goodness knows they I didn't deserve it, but they still did. And that's the love of a parent. How much greater is the love that God has for us? And the Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd in John 10. He says, I know my sheep and they know me. And many times what I find, Charisse, is that when we wander away from God, when we disobey, it's like a log that rolls away from the fire. And when I confess my sin, it's like I get rolled back and my life starts to burn brightly again. So I don't know all of your journey, but I know this, that if God is nudging you in your heart and you're responding to Him, that's a great sign that the Spirit of God is at work in your heart. Does that make sense?
More than makes sense. That's the best explanation I've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad for that because I've been asked that question many times and I've pondered it myself. And, you know, in 1 John, I'm going to go by memory now, 1 John chapter 3, I'm going to look to it. So if you hear some rustling, that's what I'm doing. The Bible talks about how Satan wants to rob us of our joy in God. And years ago, there was a pastor who spoke to me when I was in my 20s. And, you know, I was wondering, am I, you know, I've sinned. Am I still a child of God? Does He still love me? And he took me to this passage, and I'm going to find it here in a moment. It's 1 John chapter 3, verse 19. It says, by this we know that we are of the truth, and we are sure our hearts before Him. It says, for whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. You see, sometimes our own heart, we blame ourselves. We just beat ourselves up. And the Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So, but it says that God is greater than our heart. And so when I feel like I'm not worthy to be God's child, that He's forgotten me, I go back to God's word and I say, you know, Lord, I don't deserve Your grace, but if I did, it wouldn't be grace. You've given me all that I need. And on the authority of Your word, I believe that I'm Your child. And I tell Satan to take a hike because it says God is greater than our heart and He knows everything. And let that be your assurance tonight. I'm glad you've called in with that question because there are many people wondering, am I really a child of God? And so when that man called in earlier tonight and we prayed together, I think his name was Francis, you know, yes. Possibly he had prayed a prayer at some point, but maybe at this point in his journey, Satan had just robbed him of that assurance. And we need to live with assurance because when the dirt hits the fan and we go through those hard times, we need to know that God is with us. And I had one of those weeks myself. But you know, I've walked enough now with Jesus to know that even though I can't explain the stuff that happened this week and my heart is broken over it, I know that He hasn't left me. I know that He's walking with me. And sometimes I see things happen to other people who are close to the Lord, and you say, wow, what's that all about? I sat up to almost midnight with a friend last night who years ago was in my wedding party. And he shared with me about his major heart attack. He had a level 4 stroke, and it's a miracle because he couldn't walk, talk, or do anything, and all his physical abilities have been restored. But he has gone through such a difficult time. And he said to me, he said, you know, Mike, he said, what's the worst thing that can happen? He said, I can die. But he said, I'll go and be with Jesus. And so he said, I'm going to enjoy every day. Because he knows that even though he's gone through hard, hard times in his life, he's still a child of God. So I hope that will be an encouragement to you, okay?
Yes.
And,
Thank you so much.
And we're going to hang up. I got to go to a quick break, and then we got Daniel on the line. But Charisse, let me just pray. Father, I want to pray for Charisse that you will not only watch over her as she's driving home, but that you would remind her over and over again how much she is loved by you. And that if heaven had a refrigerator, her picture would be right there in the middle. That you love her with an unquestionable love. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. You have a happy Thanksgiving. And tonight you're listening to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. We got a couple more callers that we're going to take right after this short break.
Transformation is a new program airing on Vision TV. Transformation features Dr. Mike Sherboneau interviewing people dealing with the stuff of life. Hear the riveting stories of the well-known Joes to the ordinary Joes as you find help for this journey called life. Some of those are Kim Fuch, Dr. Grant Mullen, and Dr. Andrew Blackwood. Anchoring this program is the solid Bible teaching that Mike gives, providing you direction, inspiration, and answers to the moral dilemmas society is facing. Airing on Vision TV across Canada, watch it live on Thursdays at 11:30 a.m., Friday at 7:30 a.m., and Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Or go to MikeSherboneau.org and download your favorite episode today.
Some would say that reading is fundamental for life, and being able to read is something we take for granted. This fall, as your children head back to school, think Agnes. Agnes of the Dangbe tribe in the country of Ghana attended a church, but like many others, simply could not read. Well, that all changed through the Ministry of Literacy and Evangelism Canada. Literacy and Evangelism Canada donated reading primers. Her church started a literacy program. Now Agnes can read not only the Bible, she also teaches a literacy class and serves as an elder in her local church. This fall, Literacy and Evangelism Canada needs your help to teach 1,500 people in Ghana to read. Basic reading primers and literacy books cost $10 per person. Your generous gift today will help them impact the lives of so many like Agnes who want to learn to read the Bible. Help people to read for themselves the life-changing words of Scripture. To donate, simply go to literacyevangelism.ca and earmark it for Ghana. Your gift will make a difference.
Welcome back to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. Have a question for Mike? Phone lines are open. Call now at 800-684-2848 or 883-5000.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Open Mic, and we're going to take another call in just a moment. Those you just heard the numbers. We'd love to hear from you before we conclude the show tonight. But let me just talk about the literacy evangelism. I just have a thing in my heart that I'm to share this. Some of you listening tonight, you know, we all know the importance of being able to read and write. And if you think of Agnes with the Danube tribe, I know this organization. I know some of the people that lead it personally. That money will go such a long way to educating people. And if God moves in your heart to give $5,000 or $10,000 and you're not sure of who literacy evangelism is, why don't just call me? You can get my number, or you can email me at MikeSherboneau.org, or you can email me at Mike@NorthEndChurch.ca. Everybody's got my number. You call me, and I will reassure you that your money is going to go to where it's intended, and lives will be changed. So I don't know. I just felt I needed to put that out there, and that's a great opportunity. But right now, we want to take another call, and Daniel's been patiently on the line. And so as I take this call, we got time for one or two more calls, 883-5000 to our Buffalo friends, 1-800-684-2848 in the Greater Toronto, Niagara area. And Daniel, thank you for calling in and for waiting on the line.
Thank you, Pastor Mike. I have a coworker. His name is Dominic, and his wife, Diana, is dying from cancer. And neither one of them believers, and I really want prayer for them. It just breaks my heart.
So you say his name is Dominic and Diane?
His name is Dominic, right, Diana, right.
Okay. And are they in Canada or the States? Not that it matters.
They're in the States.
Okay.
During his faith.
Yeah. And how close are they to the end, or is, how close is
she,
he to the end?
She has hospice come in, so she's very close to the end.
Okay.
So I just pray that the Holy Spirit will open their eyes and their hearts. I witnessed the Dominic, but, you know, I try to get him to read some of the scriptures. He says he will, but then he forgets. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit will really speak to him.
Okay, so, but it's Diana who has the cancer,
right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, let's pray right now. Can we do that?
Yes.
And
yes,
we're just going to ask, Lord, these people probably don't even know that they're being prayed for right now. And likely they're not even sure that you're going to answer that prayer, but I'm sure. And so I come, Lord, in agreement with Daniel tonight, and I pray for the salvation of Dominic and his wife, Diana. And Father, I ask that you would just reach out your hand and that you would bring healing to her. I pray, oh God, that you would just pour out your mercy upon her in Jesus' name, and that she would be set free from the cancer that she is dealing with. And so, Lord, I pray, and I pray with thanksgiving, because you have heard this prayer, and we're just going to believe, God, for you to do something beyond whatever people could imagine or even the doctors are saying. And I pray for others tonight with colon cancer, Lord. I pray for their healing with other forms of heart disease. God, that your hand of healing would be just extended tonight. And it's in Jesus' powerful name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very
Daniel,
much, Pastor.
Thank you for calling in, and I hope you'll call back again. Hey, on one other note, what are you thankful for? What's something you're thankful for? Because this is Canadian Thanksgiving, so you Americans, you got to urge us on, okay?
Yeah, I'm thankful for WDCX and all the Christian broadcasters that speak to my heart and the hearts of the thousands of people who listen. And I'm just so glad that we live in a free country where we can still worship the Lord Jesus Christ in public.
Yeah, so cool. And when you say WDCX,
yeah,
they're just amazing people. You know, there's a girl who's putting the program together for us tonight. Her name is Carly. And there's others who come in and work there. But Carly just does an amazing job. She loves Jesus. I know she's praying for you guys right now, even as we're doing the show. And I just see the servant heart of the people at WDCX, and it blows me away. So just a shout-out to them. And, hey, Daniel, thank you for calling. Okay.
Yes, and I just want to say to all my Canadian friends, I pray that you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And so tonight, as we just continue on in this whole thing, we've got a couple minutes left before the show's over. I just want to continue teaching at least a little bit. I've only got into the first part of the psalm. So if you want to hear the rest of it, come to North End Church tomorrow, 455 Geneva Street in St. Catharines. It's going to be just simply an amazing morning. But we could jump down to verse 5, and it says, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful, and the Lord protects and preserves the simple." When it says God is gracious, you know what it means? It means when someone stoops down in tenderness to help someone who's an inferior, who can't help themselves, and it says God is righteous. There's no second guessing or hidden agenda, but it also says he's full of compassion. And he protects the simple-hearted. It doesn't have anything to do with the IQ when it says simple-hearted, but it means people who have that simple life of faith, who are walking with God, who are trusting him, who are believing that he is the one who will make the difference. And I want to invite you over this Thanksgiving weekend to read through Psalm 116 and, and raise a toast of thanks to God this weekend. And if you're Canadian, happy Thanksgiving to each of you. You know, make sure you go and get your turkey and go to Tim Hortons. If you're an American friend, you know what? You got to go to Dunkin' Donuts, but there's a few Timmys across the line. We love you guys as well. And just glad we can share God's word with you. If you want more help, go to MikeSherboneau.org. Thanks, everyone, for calling in tonight. You've been listening to Open Mic with Mike Sherboneau. Happy Thanksgiving.